All right, welcome to the Spoiler Kings movie review. My name is Tim Kramer. I'm with Will. How you doing, man? A little start, late start for us.
A little bit. Doing okay.
Running into some issues.
It's all good. It happens.
Yeah. So I want to let everyone know before we get going that this is going to be our last show on this channel on the Nerd Huddle. We're still part of the Nerd Huddle, but we're moving over to our own channel, the Spoiler Kings. I think it's going to help everyone out, the viewers, if you want just the movie stuff, and all of our sports stuff are going to be a little bit more separated. So make sure you go over to Spoiler Kings Movie Review and subscribe to that channel. But yeah, this is our last week on this channel, man. And we are doing Space Jam, A New Legacy, which is the new LeBron James. Yeah. I think I have that somewhere. I should have had it like ready to go. But there you go.
LeBron James.
So, he even did his Taco Tuesday bit in the movie right at the very end.
Oh, okay.
It was kind of funny when he was talking to Bugs Bunny. Bugs like, oh, is there still Taco Tuesday? And he did his Taco Tuesday.
Yeah. That was super big. What was he doing it on? He was doing that on Instagram or some kind of social media.
I don't remember. Yeah.
The longest. He had a record. He had a record just going every Tuesday.
Yeah.
Throwing it up.
Yeah. Yeah. And then real quick before we get into the synopsis and stuff, there is a poll over on YouTube. So if you're watching this anywhere else, go over on YouTube and you can answer the poll and let us know if you liked Space Jam, A New Legacy. But I think since we got a little later start, we'll skip the trailer.
Yeah.
And I'll just do the quick synopsis and then we'll get into our thoughts about the movie.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yep. All right. So superstar LeBron James and his young son Dom get trapped in a digital space by a rogue AI who is created by Warner Brothers, and the AI is played by Don Cheadle. LeBron must team up with Bugs Bunny, but LeBron and Bugs must hunt for the rest of the Looney Tunes squad throughout the WB universe. For LeBron and his son to get home safely, they must play a high-stakes basketball game against the AI and his digitized versions of the NBA players, who are happen to be also helped created by Dom, which is LeBron's son. He calls this team the Goon Squad. You know, so that kind of sounds familiar. But yeah, there's a lot of family and trust and letting you be who you want to be and stuff like that. That's kind of some of the big themes in this kind of movie. You know, this one definitely had more of the family theme than the original.
Definitely.
Why was War Machine there? Don Cheadle, I know we'll get into it, was probably the only person that knew he was in a movie. He was the only one knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
What are some good things that you liked about the movie?
Don Cheadle was kind of a wild card. I kind of didn't see him coming out of, what does he have to do with basketball? What does he have to do with Looney Tunes? What does he have to do with anything? I don't know, man. I almost thought we were going to have like a crossover from Marvel, but we didn't. Things that I liked were I wouldn't even call them Easter eggs, but all the cameos that we've seen from all the outside characters of the WB universe.
Yeah.
So like my favorite, I know I'm biased, but I saw Batman. I was super psyched to see Batman. Even LeBron James, you know, had a costume wearing the Robin costume, which is pretty funny. I think my favorite part of the whole movie is when Michael Jordan made an appearance in the film. That by far was my favorite. You gotta watch the film for that alone.
yeah. Do you wanna spoil the Michael Jordan cameo real quick?
You know what? Stay tuned until a little bit later, and we'll
talk about towards the end.
But just know that Michael Jordan was there. He was there.
Yeah.
Things that I liked. Just to all the cameos, everything that like you wouldn't see. We saw the DC universe, and we saw like Gotham and things like that, Joker characters. We saw so many amazing characters, so many throwback characters. I enjoy Looney Tunes. I lived through the era of the young cartoons that pioneered what we have today, right? So, yeah, I enjoyed seeing Bugs Bunny. I wish we had more Looney Tunes type stuff. It was more like modern. Everything was just modernized. It was just like, multiverse. The what do they call it? The something verse. The serververse. Cinematic. The serververse.
Oh, serververse.
Yeah, serververse is where John Cheadle kind of has his whole kingdom of controlling everything that's digital, so digitalized.
Yeah.
That's what I enjoyed. I enjoyed seeing the cameos. The story was all right. Pretty compelling. Nice father son, like kind of battling it out, and then realizing that they were wrong themselves. They come back together. I like that part of the story.
What about you?
What did you like?
So I know you mentioned the all the cameos. It was good at first for me. You know, the first few ones, I was like, oh, cool. That got old for me really, really quick because it got so distracting. Especially during the main part of the movie is when they're playing basketball, which they didn't really play that much basketball. I don't want to compare it to the old Space Jam, the first one, because they are completely different movies, but yeah, man, it was like the whole time I'm like, oh look, there's King Kong. Oh, is that Arnold Schwarzenegger as Mr. Freeze? I'm like, oh look, I was like, and it got so distracting that I was looking at that, and then I realized at that point, I'm like, oh, this is one giant commercial for Warner Brothers. That's all this movie was a giant commercial for HBO Max. You know, it's like, you want to see all this? You know, like then come to HBO Max. But yeah, at first I loved it because I was like, it was kind of funny. But then it just didn't end. It just kept going and going and going, and it got a little distracting. I didn't say I don't hate it because I did enjoy a lot of the stuff, but it got very distracting. It pulled away from the story, you know, or the little bit of the story that was there. But I thought the graphics were really good, were really well done. I thought the cartoony was very cartoony. It was nice. And then when they transform into like the CGI 3D version of them, I thought that was pretty good. But besides that, man, I didn't care for anything else too much. The voices were weird too, man. I growing up with Bugs Bunny and a lot of the Looney Tunes and all the different kind of variations they had, that's just a personal thing, you know, because I know voices kind of change, obviously. You know, Chuck Jones is not you're not gonna voice, you know, Bugs Bunny forever and stuff like that. But
of course, right?
But yeah, it was not bad. Chicago Made Punk. I thought it was cute. It was for kids. It was for kids, but it was also I think for us, like older people, because like. So. A kid is not going to care who Iron Giant is. You know, unless the parents show them who Iron Giant is, they're not going to get that reference. Maybe they might get Scooby-Doo, you know, in the Mystery Machine. They're not going to know who that blue guy was behind Don Cheadle, on the court kind of thing. It even took me a second. I'm like, who the hell is that? I'm like, oh, that's supposed to be Arnold Schwarzenegger as Mr. Freeze in his little robe thing. And that's a throwback, man. That is way, way throwback. You know, so it's like, you know, and also, what kind of kids are actually like care about Looney Tunes anymore? When was the last time Looney Tunes, like, you know,
it's not relevant.
It's not relevant. Back in the 90s when they did it with Michael Jordan, like, it was still kind of they were still kind of big, you know.
Oh yeah,
you know, but that's why it's kind of like. I think the only thing for kids was like the LeBron James of it.
Yeah. You know?
Like, and that's it.
And the whole digitized part of it too. Everything made it seem like, oh, it's a new feel. That's what I kind of got from it.
Yeah.
So your biggest dislike, what do you think your biggest dislike is? Is just the cameos? You think that was the distraction?
No, I did.
The film?
That was kind of 50-50 for me. My biggest dislike had to have been, just the whole thing altogether. It just didn't make sense. You know, like why they had to go play the basketball game. I was like, wait, what? You know, at least with the Jordan one, it was kind of like, hey, we need you to help save our world. Okay, cool. You know, and this one, it was like they get sucked in.
They get kidnapped.
For what reason? Like, how he was going to take over the world using LeBron James' Twitter? I didn't. I'm like, what is he? What? I don't get it. I was like, how are you going to, like, what?
So from what I understood, right, Don Cheadle, when he was making his whole campaign to have his WB3008er kind of invention be used, he was trying to get entertainment business on another level. So he wanted to, like, for example, it kind of reminded me of the, what is it, Batman Forever with Riddler? Or one with the Riddler, where he's trying to, like, is that your cat?
Yeah.
Adorable.
I moved him so he gets all angry. Yeah.
But I felt like, I don't know, man. One thing that kind of ruined it for me is they couldn't come up with anything new. Not anything new. Like,
yeah,
they were kidnapped and they had to play a game. But you know what game they were playing? You know what the son made that was already invented? NBA Jam.
Yep.
Kids of today don't know about NBA Jam. What?
Yeah.
Come on, dog. Like, the fact that kids don't know, that's sad. I was once a kid, right? I don't know the things of my elders' past, but, like, come on, you gotta know about. No? Good.
I mean,
I want to say, if they would have did something different or, like, created something, I don't know, man. I get it, but they recreated NBA Jam, and that's what kind of pissed me off. I'm like, you're not going to disrespect NBA Jam like that, right? You know that was a game already. Yeah. But that's what the son created. That's the whole gist behind the movie is the son was not about the basketball life. He wanted to design video games, and the one that his masterpiece that he designed was already one that was created, which, of course, apps do that all the time, right? I guess we have Temple Run like 10,000 times.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's what it got me. I'm like, at least with the old Space Jam, and I know we talked about not really comparing old to new, but with the old Space Jam, you know, you throw caution or you throw like make-believe land, you know, to the wind. Like, you just you believe whatever is kind of given to you. But you get into a video game, then now you're reminding me of, like, Tron and some other kind of sci-fi stuff. And then if you don't get that science right, if you don't get those things right, then you kind of lost me as an audience member.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It was just like, so you're in this supposed to be in this server, this media server kind of thing, or a Warner Brothers server, but then you're sent to Toon World, and then you fly by Game of Thrones World and Matrix World and Harry Potter World. And I was just like, I think they tried really hard to make this a ride at Universal soon. Like, that's what I feel like this is. It's prepping you for, like, a ride that's gonna come down the line, you know, because I don't know. It's just the whole idea in the beginning was like, I don't get it, you know. And then like, for like you said, like, LeBron was like, you don't know what, he's old enough to know what NBA Jam is. I'm like, he's not like, you know, that young, like, but yeah, you know, that's the first thing I'm like, oh, he made NBA Jam, like, but it looks like shit.
For real.
First thing I thought, you know, and then the whole concept of the game made no sense. It's like, so wait, like, because streaming is that easy. The better he does in the video game, the more viewers he gets. I was like, what? What?
Good one.
Like, I'm sure there's a bunch of people on Twitch right now that are like,
God,
what? You know, yeah. You know, so, but yeah, man, just the whole thing, you know, LeBron, I knew LeBron, he's a basketball player. He's not an actor. So I already knew it wasn't going to be great. You know, it was maybe a little bit better than Jordan's, but also Jordan's acting level is like very, very low, you know, and LeBron's was a little bit higher. I gotta say the best part of LeBron in the movie was when he was animated. You know,
he didn't
have that stupid look on his face the whole time. He was confused.
Yeah,
so much. Yeah, he had that confused face. Yeah, that so much in this movie. You know, and I don't know if he was just confused at like what he's going on, because I'm sure it's just like this one dude on a green screen, you know, with a bunch of other dudes in green leotards. You know, so I was like, yeah, I would be confused too. So yeah. Yeah. Oh man, but yeah, it was there's so much for me I didn't really care for. I know you watch that nerd straw goofy hat, what's his name? He's on TikTok.
Straw Hat Goofy.
Straw Hat Goofy. Yeah. And I saw what he said about it. He didn't know spoilers, and he didn't seem like he was a fan. And then I saw one today where he said like, oh, it's made for kids. So it was like, so just because it's made for kids, it's not supposed to be good. Like, you throw a bunch of flashy colors and the kids are like, ooh, like, so you still want a good movie. And I don't think it gave enough like good story. It just tried taking stuff that was already popular and used it, like what you said, you know, like let's go to Batman world, let's go to Wonder Woman world, let's go, you know, like to all these like different worlds. Rick and Morty showed up, dude. I laughed because I was like, man, like Warner Brothers got you guys by the nuts, because for you to do that, I thought was hilarious. Yeah,
which by the way, Rick and Morty, they're part of the WB universe.
They're owned by the same company, the Warner Brothers company, because they're part of Cartoon Network or Adult Swim. And Adult Swim and Cartoon Network are owned by Warner Brothers. So technically, you know, but anything on HBO Max at this point, you know, so Game of Thrones, which they had reference to that, Matrix, you know, I mean, Warner Brothers are probably one of the top three when it comes to movies. It's Sony, Warner Brothers, and Disney. And Disney owns like everything, because Fox has got bought out by Disney, so they're gone. Right. So, you know, and then Sony's working with Disney with like their biggest thing, which is Spider-Man. So, like, it's really just Disney and Warner Brothers at this point, you know.
Pretty much.
Yeah, you know. So it kind of sucks, because Disney knows what they're doing. Warner Brothers, it's a hit or miss, you know, with them. But oh man, I don't know. This was another movie, like last week when we did Black Widow, that was in theaters and streaming, and it did pretty good in the box office. I'm assuming you watched it on HBO.
I watched it at home on HBO Max for sure.
Yeah. Okay. I wasn't gonna go to the theater for this one, man. I'm sorry. But it did pretty good. It got the number one seat. It knocked off Black Widow, which was kind of a surprise to me.
That's a big surprise, man.
But you know, we can get into like, you know, the details on Black Widow kind of shooting itself in the foot, you know, on another podcast. But but yeah, I think it got about a little bit over 31 million over the weekend, which is not bad. Not bad for you know, a kids, you know, family movie, you know, which is kind of the first one since the pandemic's, you know, opening up everything again. But
yeah,
I don't know, you think it's gonna stay number one?
I don't think so. The one thing I think, kind of piggybacking off what you said, this movie was made for advertisements. They were just whoring their whole you know, kind of arsenal of what they got. They're like, hey, remember this, we still got that if you're interested. I feel like by doing this, they're just trying to sell merch. I think they're also, because now we're in the age of memes, right? I think this movie was filled with a lot of one-liners. And what movie isn't, right? Yeah. But this one especially, there's so many times where like you would watch the screen and everything else would be kind of tunneled out, right? Or like spaced out to where you're just like focused on the one thing. And you'll get LeBron James saying some line like, can't be great without putting in work. And it's just like, It looks so goofy saying that, and it's you're laughing not at the content of what they're doing, but you're laughing at the silliness of what they were trying to do when making a meme. I think they were trying to make memes out of this movie. Yeah. That one line where he CGI's his head to, I think, John Cheadle's face. Little moments like that. I think they were just trying to make memes out of the movie, because what better way can you market content or media than memes? Memes are the new way to kind of get you pulled in to a viral sensation, I think, at least.
And I agree. I agree.
And my opinion of how they did with the memes of the movie, I think they did a fantastic job with the memes, just memes itself.
Just the memes. Just
memes. But with the actual story plot, one-liner. No, I didn't like the plot too much. I didn't like, I feel like they could have chosen better characters for the Goon Squad as well. What do you think?
That's another thing. They overlooked the Goon Squad so much. Where I felt like last time they recruited like, oh, we need Charles Barkley, we need, you know, was it Patrick Ewing, we need this guy, and then they gave each one their own like little trait. This one was like, oh, here's him, and then we, you know, and I saw in the credits all their voices, so they were part of the film. You know, I think Anthony Davis was actually in on the film with, like, it looks like they shot a scene with LeBron James, you know, and his like son. So, yeah, it was just kind of like you really threw, like, to me, this whole movie had nothing to do with basketball.
No.
You know, it had nothing to do with basketball. It was just like a video game basketball, which was kind of weird. And then everything else, it was just, I don't know. Something was just missing, you know, was just missing. But, I mean, this movie really, when I was watching it, I'm like, it's really not a remake, you know, but it's really not a sequel either. But also, they hint and they make fun of itself of it being, you know, done before, you know. That's why I guess it would fall more in the remake than a sequel area. But I don't really, it's somewhere in between for me. But yeah, so many times they're like, oh, like Lola, I think when it got her, they're like, oh, we need you to play a basketball game to save the world, and she's like, I already did it,
you know,
and then Bugs did the same thing, you know, when LeBron came out and he's like, oh, I need to play a basketball game, he goes, sounds familiar, huh? It was like it was kind of pointing at itself a lot, which was kind of cool, but I don't know, it just. It was just missing something, like, yeah, I don't know. It's so hard to explain.
I think most of us OG basketball enthusiasts and cartoon enthusiasts were looking for, like, something to fill the void of us missing what 90s basketball was about. So 90s basketball was about being outrageous, right? Dennis Rodman with the freaking crazy hair colors, which was new at the time. Now it's been done. It's been done all the time. But, like, I was missing something to fill the void with the first Space Jam. And I know they're not comparable. They're not intertwined in any way, really, besides just a Looney Tunes connection. But I was hoping they would, like, actually bring in Michael Jordan. You want to spoil that for us and let us know how we wanted Michael Jordan? I thought they were going to talk about him. I thought they were going to say, the once, you know, ruler of a video, I don't know, something, of basketball land or something. Michael Jordan. Let's talk about him.
So it was a good, I enjoyed what they did. It was halftime. Was at halftime, and they decided to, was it Sylvester, I believe, it was like, oh, I found help. And he's like, oh, I found Michael Jordan. So they get all excited and they're like, oh yeah, you know, and then they start doing like the Bulls theme, the smoke, you see the Jordans coming in, you know, like the wearing the shoes.
Yeah.
So, it, you know, pans up. The whole time they're, like, announcing him. It's like, you know, from North Carolina, blah, blah, blah. And then it pops up, and it's, bam.
Michael
Jordan.
B. Jordan.
Yeah. Which I thought was funny. Probably the funniest part of the entire movie was that part. But the one thing that afterward I was thinking about it, I'm like, man, it's kind of like if I was LeBron, I'd be like, if I'm doing this, then we're doing this. We could talk about the movie and stuff like that, but it was like the whole, like, it's the part of the film that the bad guys are winning and then the good guys, you know, regroup and they learn their lesson and they move on. But it was like they got hyped because they thought Michael Jordan was coming back to help them. It was like, oh, so LeBron can't win the game, but Michael can.
Right.
And that was kind of like thinking, I was like, I wonder if LeBron like thought about it that way or if he just like, oh, it's a joke. Cause he's old enough to be a Jordan fan, obviously, you know, his number of his jersey. But yeah, I was kind of like, man, it's kind of a dig at LeBron. You know, I wonder if he was cool with that. Yeah. I mean, granted, it wasn't the actual Michael Jordan. It was Michael B. Jordan. Right. But yeah, it was still kind of a thing where everyone got excited because Jordan's coming. And, you know, but that was super funny. Super, super funny.
That probably was my favorite part of the whole film.
Yeah. Just
because, I mean, you know, when you think of Space Jam, you think of, well, I think of Michael Jordan.
Oh, yeah. And
so when I thought they were going to bring him, at some point in the film, I thought, like, you're going to have to talk about Michael Jordan at some point. Maybe even, like, just referencing him or something, right? And the whole, you know, I guess, controversy would be, how is LeBron going to react to hearing about the name, even about Michael Jordan?
Yeah.
I think he did well. I think he did well with his response. He didn't disrespect the Jordan name. He didn't be like, no. Oh, I don't want that guy. Or like, you know, he was just like, oh, it ain't real Michael Jordan. Okay. Well, he's not going to help us. So let's just continue. Like he's all about actually like winning the game. He really is putting his ego aside at that point when he made that line. He was really putting his ego aside to like actually get help from Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Who, you know, would have just extended his arm, you know.
Yeah.
Did that whole thing again.
Yeah, that was so stupid. That was stupid, too. Back then. But like, it was expected stuff. So I was really thinking, I'm like, maybe they might get Bill Murray. That's what I was thinking for a second. You know, it was like, oh, is Bill Murray going to walk in? But nah, it wasn't anything too crazy. But yeah, man, anything else? good or bad? It was kind of just
I'm down with that.
They didn't rock any boats one way or the other too much.
Yeah.
You know.
Like I don't see anybody getting pissed off from this film, and I don't see anybody going, "Oh my god, this is, you know, deserves awards."
Yeah, I
totally agree with you. It doesn't rock the boat left or right. It's just something to watch.
Yeah, I feel like if you're a LeBron hater, you're still a LeBron hater. But if you're a LeBron lover, you're still a LeBron lover. Like, those are the two that are going to be, you know, but just as a medium kind of thing, you're like, just whatever. But you want to get on to our reviews?
Yes, let's do it.
Go for it, man. Let us know how we review it.
All right, so here at Spoiler Kings, the way we review films, which are brand new films, are we rate it a watch now, we rate it a watch later, or rate it a watch never. If you watch it now, that means that this film has to be watched ASAP or else you're going to miss out on all the hype. If it's a watch later, that means, it's something nice to watch, but it's not priority. You can catch that on the fly. And if it's a watch never, that means that you should never even touch this film or even have it be put on your screen. What do you think about the film so far?
All right. So for me, the Space Jam: A New Legacy is going to be a never for me. It's just not necessarily. You want to watch a good basketball movie with the Looney Tunes. Watch the Michael Jordan old school one. It's just better in every way. You know, the story is a little bit better. The interaction between all the characters are a little bit better. But yeah, I gotta give it a never, man. Just don't even, for me, don't waste your time with it. So what about you, man? What do you think about this movie?
For the new Space Jam, A New Legacy featuring LeBron James, I kind of think this film falls under the later category. Later. Mm-hmm. Definitely not a watch now. It's not something that you're going to be missing out on. And there's not much to talk about in the film. I feel like there wasn't as much intensity as there was in the first Space Jam. I kind of didn't care who was going to win, whether it was going to be father or son in the film. Spoiler alert. But that was a whole plot right there. Who's going to win, father or son? But yeah, I didn't really care too much about the film. It was something to just put on. And would I watch it again? Probably not. Would you watch this one again?
Nah. Nah, I would. This is not a rewatch for me, man. Oof. I mean, at most, if I want to rewatch it, it would be because I want to see all the things in the background. But they're not going to put anything there that isn't like big Warner Brothers kind of stuff, you know. I was looking for Harley Quinn, but I don't think they were going to do that. Hey, thank you, Trippy Riffs, for following. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for catching this. Nice.
But yeah, man. Yeah, for me, it was just a never. Just not worth it for me, man. You know, I thought the story was very lacking. The whole reason why they need to play the basketball game was kind of, I'm like, wait, why? Because you kind of have to question, like, wait, why are they playing this game? You know, and then you're like, why are they playing a weird version of basketball? Trippy Reefs said, 100% agree. I don't know if you're agreeing with me or Will. Will gave it a later. I give it a never.
Never.
So Trippy said, I would rewatch just to try and catch more characters in the background. Yeah, same. I'm same. Okay. Yeah, it was yeah, because it was just one big commercial, man. It was one big HBO Max commercial, which is not bad because HBO Max, they got some good stuff, man. You know, they got some good stuff. I think the new Harley Quinn animated show that's already got two seasons that was on the DC streaming thing when they were trying to do their own. I think it's going to be the season 3 is going to be on HBO Max.
Oh.
Yeah, so if you haven't seen that, if you haven't seen the Harley Quinn with Kaley Cuoco, whatever her name is, the Big Bang chick, she was the voice of Harley Quinn. Oh, so good. Wow. So good. So good. That was the series where DC said, no, Batman can't go down on Catwoman.
Oh, the memes.
The creators wanted to do it, and DC was like, no. So, but that's the show. That's the show. If you want to know, so that was it's a really good show. I enjoy it. It's very, very killer. Ron Funches is Killer Croc, or not Killer Croc? The Shark guy, King Shark. He's King Shark. Man. So good. Ron Funches. If you know who he has that very certain voice. It's very kind of like he giggles, and when he giggles, you kind of laugh. But then he gets a little crazy. It's so good. I don't know. Sorry, I know that's a little off topic and everything. Okay. But I mean, that's what HBO, that's what this movie's for. It wants you to like, hey, we got this all on HBO Max. You know, you want to watch Game of Thrones and you know, hate your life after the end of it, you know, you can watch it again.
Yeah.
But
I have a solution. I got a solution for the film, by the way.
What's that?
I can make this film run about 5 minutes. Easy. Maybe 10 minutes. My solution to, I guess, ending the whole Don Cheadle kidnapping thing and whatnot is you just unplug the server. Boom. Problem solved. And then you're going to ask, okay, well, then what happens to LeBron James and his son when they get deleted? Or they get, you know, corrupted in the data. Well, my response to that is, well, you reboot, you know, I think Don Cheadle's not going to take too long to, like, reboot, but just run Norton. Boom. There you go.
There you go. Add another commercial. You know, Norton McAfee, ExpressVPN. There you go.
Bam. That's how you solve the whole Space Jam, a new legacy film.
Yeah. Man. So before we go, so Space Jam, New Legacy on Rotten Tomatoes got a 32% on the tomato meter, which is not good, but it's got a 81% on the audience. Pretty big difference. Pretty big difference.
All right.
So some of the critics see Mike from the IOC said LeBron James proves to have plenty of charisma on screen, even if Daniel Day-Lewis doesn't need to worry about being overtaken in the acting world. He's just saying Dan, he's LeBron was pretty good, but he's no Daniel Day-Lewis. Like, sure. And this one's from the Rolling Stone, one of the top critics. It can't help but feel, in the end, like WB getting ahead of a joke that in the near future might not be so funny. A villainous algorithm who had thunk, a lot of people, hence the joke, hence the movie. I don't know. So, it was just kind of like another more than a tribute to LeBron James, Space Jam, and the legacy is a lot of nostalgia, which I agree.
Yeah, that's fair.
Let's get the left. His acting was horrible. I thought his acting was horrible, but also, it was still better than Jordan's. I feel like
LeBron took more risks in what he was trying to do in his acting, while Jordan just kept it casual and was just like, "Yeah, I know I'm bad at acting, so let me not do anything over the top to make me look even worse than what I am."
Yeah.
I think Jordan just played it off better.
I haven't watched the original one in a while, but also I do remember something like that where it's just like let the characters run the show and it's just Michael Jordan's there, But yeah, I didn't care for.
Did you ever see LeBron James break character at all in the whole film? I didn't.
In the film.
But I think Jordan did, and they actually ran with it. I don't know if you remember, there was a scene in the old Space Jam when I think Bugs Bunny did some crazy move and then, like, showed off one of the Monstar's butts. And then, like, everyone's like, ooh, and everyone's laughing about it. And Jordan, if you look at his laugh, it's super genuine and organic, and he's, like, cheesing it up. In the exact, I wish I could pull up that clip. But, if you remember that clip, where he's like laughing at, I think somebody's showing off their butt. Jordan starts laughing. He starts like teasing it up. His eyes really close off, which like, I don't know if you're supposed to do that in acting and whatnot, I think he kind of lost himself and they just let it go through. That's my theory. I don't know if that's really confirmed. I don't have anything to confirm that.
Something could have happened and he laughed and they just like, that's going in the movie.
That's what it felt like.
Yeah. So I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. It was a movie. I didn't care for it.
Never.
And I like movies. There's movies that people are like, that's a horrible movie. I'm like, there's certain parts. Right. This one, I get why people might like it. You know, the nostalgia, all the different characters you can catch and stuff like that is pretty cool. But it was basically LeBron, Don Cheadle, Bugs Bunny, and Lola.
Yeah,
like that's the entire movie. Like no other. I mean, they had Gabriel Iglesias as Speedy Gonzalez.
They didn't do nothing with that.
You hear him in the background a few times, like but that's it. You know, I mean, they were pretty kind of black. I mean, Rosario Dawson was Wonder Woman. And I don't know if she was trying to sound like Gal Gadot, because at first I'm like, is that Gal Gadot? She had that weird accent, But I know she plays Wonder Woman in some of the animated movies that they do. So it might have been an easy, but yeah, it was weird. Man. Anything else?
Nah, that's it for me. It's not. Yeah. It let me down. That's my last words. It let me down.
Yeah. I wouldn't say it let me down because that means I was expecting something from it.
I was expecting something because we got modern technology. You got modern writers. You got. Sky's the limit, I feel like, in today's world, but they just hoard out with the ads. That's all it was.
Big time with that, with those ads. But that is it for this week for that movie review. We got one more. Trippy said, I was honestly expecting something.
I have nothing to hold on to with this film. Other than Michael B. Jordan making an appearance, and that's not even that's nothing Space Jam related.
Well, It's the name. That's it. You know, it's name, it's just yeah. making fun of like names and stuff like that. I was like, yeah, he goes, woo. Yeah, that was a good part of the movie. But let me hide that. Cool. But that is it. Here is the schedule for everyone here on the Nerd Huddle. So tomorrow is Tuesday. We got Panda and Grizzly. They do their Chicago Bears stuff. I believe they are doing a mock draft for fantasy football. And they're talking about all the news and updates with the Chicago Bears. I know there's some controversy with extending some contracts and all that good stuff. So they're going to get into that if you're into the Chicago Bears. And then Wednesday over on the Dynasty Pylon channel, make sure you go check them out. Link in the description. They're getting you ready for your Dynasty fantasy football and your IDP football. And they're doing QBs. They're talking all about your fantasy football QBs. Yep. And then Thursday, did we just become best friends? We finished up Loki, and we are going to talk about the NBA Finals. It should be ending right around then, I believe. We should know who's who won it. But we're going to talk about NBA Finals and a bunch of other trending topics and all that good stuff. And then every Sunday, the Morning Spike, we help you out with your fantasy football and all that good stuff. This week, we're doing wide receivers and tight ends, your sleeper streamers and steals for your draft. So if you are in a fantasy football redraft league, you want to check that show out. And then next week, make sure you follow us on the Spoiler Kings YouTube channel. So you want to look up Spoiler Kings movie review over on YouTube, because we are going to be on our own channel. Still part of the Nerd Huddle, though. Still part of the family. But next week we're doing Snake Eyes, the G.I. Joe movie. Now that's a movie I'm excited for. It looks good. High action, G.I. Joe. Everyone loves G.I. Joe. And we should have a guest, Martin, come on and hang out with us next week. Hopefully he wants to. So we'll see if his schedule allows it. But yeah, man, that is it from us, man. Make sure you go over to Sport of Kings movie review. We're throwing up all our older movies up there. Next week, Monday, we're going to be on that channel over there. So come subscribe, come say hi, leave a comment, all that good stuff. And make sure you check everyone else here on the Nerd Huddle Podcast Network. But that is it from us. Trippy, have a good one, guys. Cool, man. Yeah, thanks for the sub, dude, or for the follow. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Cool, man. That is it from us. See you guys next Monday with G.I. Joe.
Later.
Later.